There are also political challenges inherent in the spread of the internet. That's been apparent for some time now in Morocco, and now it's more than apparent. It's blatant to a man named Mohamed Razi. He's been condemned to 2 years in prison for writing an article online. The BBC's James Copnell in Rabat says Razi overstepped the bounds of what is legally acceptable in Morocco.
Essentially, he suggested that King Mohammed VI's charity towards people encourages them to remain lazy, didn't really contribute to the development of Morocco. And in particular, he brought up the cases of what's known in Morocco as grima. And these are sort of licenses that allow people to run taxis or other forms of public transport. And they're incredibly lucrative licenses. You can make a lot of money off them. And according to Mohamed Razi, people who receive these licenses from the king do so because they've sent begging letters to him or waited for him at public events and put their case to him. And this kind of way of proceeding encourages people not to work hard, not to go to school or to try and get a job, but simply to beg to the king. And that's not a model that encourages the development of the country, was his principal criticism.
You know, obviously he's been sent to 2 years in jail, so he obviously the king and his entourage felt like he was insulted, but it sounds like he was this blogger was being more critical of the people who rely on the king's charity.
Well, I think the article also criticized the sort of regal way of behaving, as it were, and suggested that as long as this kind of monarchical system continues, Morocco isn't likely to develop. And certainly in a context in Morocco where the royal family really is one of the taboos, one of the things you can't talk about, this article could be perceived as quite inflammatory.
So you just cannot touch the royal family in Morocco on the internet, in a newspaper, anywhere. It's just such a sensitive subject that they're off out of bounds.
Yeah, I think that's essentially the case. Now, things have opened up a little bit in recent times, particularly since Mohammed VI succeeded his father, Hassan II, 9 years ago. But some people listening may remember the case from a few months ago of Fouad Mottada, who was the Facebook prisoner. Now, he set up a profile on the internet site Facebook in the name of the king's younger brother, sort of fraudulently using his identity, as it were. Now, he was sentenced to 3 years in jail for what the Moroccan courts called identity theft, and that created huge scandal both in Morocco and throughout the world. And eventually Mr. Mottada received a royal pardon from the king, but certainly anything that gets close to the royal family is perceived as a threat in Morocco by the authorities and by extension, I suppose, by the legal system.
So why would this blogger Mohamed Razi write these things about the royal family? Do you think he felt somewhat in a safe harbor writing it on the internet?
Well, that's possibly one explanation. Another one might be simply that he felt he had a very strong point to get across and wanted to make it. He seems to be quite an interesting character. He's 29 years old and works in a fairly manual industry. Not a particularly educated person, although someone who was the only real breadwinner in his family, so someone of huge importance to his family. And it does seem that in today's Morocco, you would have thought he would have been aware of the potential risks he was making. And it seems as though his desire to speak the truth, or what he saw as the truth, was just stronger than the safety measures he might have had inbuilt. He just felt that he had to get this point of view out to the world.
So obviously the royal family is a no-go zone for journalists on the internet and elsewhere in Morocco. How free is the internet overall in Morocco?
I think in general the internet is pretty free. You can certainly get onto sites like Facebook with no problems, which wasn't the case in Tunisia earlier this month. Facebook was blocked for a period of time in another North African country. But in general, access to the internet is pretty free in Morocco.
How harsh is prison in Morocco? I mean, what does Mohamed Razi face now for 2 years?
Well, according to his brother, he's in a cell with something like 20 other people. And every time his brother manages to speak to him on the phone, there's a hubbub of people around him. Conditions in Moroccan prisons have certainly improved since the 70s and the 80s, when there was a huge scandal over the treatment people faced inside prison. Things are certainly better now, but I don't think anyone would claim that Moroccan prisons were a model for the rest of the world. That's the very least one can say. Certainly some of his supporters are already asking for the king to give him a royal pardon. And that does seem to be something of a pattern in these cases. Often someone in a similar case goes to prison for a while and then receives the royal pardon and is let out. But that in turn is then criticized by human rights defenders, who say that a royal pardon isn't a substitute for an effective working justice system free of interference from the authorities.
BBC correspondent James Copnell in Rabat. Thank you very much, James.
Thank you.